Okay, we learned the last thing in the Gemara that we're still trying to find lafnuye, an extra word. The Gemara said, "Hi, the shiur huda said gedil shnayim gedilam arba, I say gedil u'pesleyu mitaychay." So Gemara said that we need a pasuk. It's not mufna. What do we need a pasuk for? To tell us the number of chutei hatzitzis, gedil shnayim gedilam arba, and asay gedil upeisleyu mitaychay. What's the taish peisleyu mitaychay? Gedil, you have to know the words. Gedil is the part of the tzitzis that's wrapped. Gedil, it's formed, it's grown, so to speak. So everybody's tzitzis has the gedil and the anaf. The gedil is the part that's made with knots and wound around, and the psir, the anaf, or the chutim, are the strings that hang afterwards. So asay gedil form the gedil, the part that's formed, or pislayim itaychay, and have the psilim. That means the strings should be hanging from the tzitzis. The exact form of the gedil, the way we make it today, is based on the Arizal. It's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. If somebody notices that one of them came apart, a knot and a kricha came apart, it's still kosher. You need to be yaitz d'oraisa. You need one, at least one gedil, one time round around, and one knot. I say one time wound, I don't mean one time around. A couple of times around, probably three is good. And then knots on top of that. So the way we make our tzitzis, if we have five knots, if the three knots come apart with the gedil that follows them, and you're left with the two knots and one gedil, that's still kashal chetchila. You're allowed to wear it that way. Up here, Rizal, we do more, and there are different ways. Different groups of Klal Yisrael make it differently. That's the din of Pasleyu Mitaychay. The problem here is the Shitas Rambam. The Rambam, which I mentioned to you on Thursday, says that tzitzis, the number of strings on tzitzis, ain't like shir min ha-tayra. There's no chi of dairaisa for have any specific number of strings on the tzitzis, on the baggit. And if the shir is ain't like, if the chut is ain't like shir min ha-tayra, what's shot in this Gemara? The Gemara learns gedil shnayim, gedilam arba, from a pasuk that you need four strings doubled over, which means eight strings on your tzitzis. So the Kesef Mishnah asks from this Gemara. He says maybe the Rambam holds that it's a drabbanon to have eight. Zichah, the Rambam holds at least a drabbanon to have eight. But he asks that the Rambam later says Ya'iv about taisif if you do more than eight strings. Ya'iv about taisif, so vayta. But Taisit Pashtus is Daraisa. It's also shver that the Shaklavitarya, the Gemara, is that it's a Daraisa, because the Gemara is asking that it's not Mufna, the Pasuk is an extra, I need it for this. That means Menatayr is not extra. So there's a major problem that this Sugya does not stim with Shita Saramba. I mentioned last week the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says that Sugya is Chalukais. The Rambam, I told you, when you have a Shvera Rambam and it's stuck from a Beferish Gemara, so the only way out is to say that there are different sugyas and shas that argue, and he explains a different sugya that holds Eloi Shir and Agamar holds Yeshloi Shir, and the Rambam is passing again a sugya. When you're stuck, that's what you say. But we always prefer to have a better teretz. The Rambam later that says Ya'iv about Taisif, so I think he says that it's about Taisif Durabana. It's a Taichik. But he says that. He says Ya'iv about Taisif on the Durabana. He says the other Sugya holds Ein Lo Shir. Yeah, so he holds Ya'iv on Taisif Durabana. Yeah. I think that's Darf Nair says. Which really Kesef Mishnah says, and he's just going with that now. Reb Chaim printed in the Grach al HaShas, the second half of Oishin Mem. Reb Chaim has a nice mahalach. It's something of a chiddush. I don't think it's pash pshat, but Reb Chaim has a nice mahalach in the Rambam. Reb Chaim's mahalach is that the din of having eight strings in a tzitzis is not a din in minyan achutim. It's not a din in the number of strings you have to have. It's not halacha that it's a din in the amount of strings. Be'etzem, the number of strings, wouldn't matter. But there's a din of the tzura of the gedil. The gedil part of the tzitzis has a certain tzura. Now, we know tefillin has a certain tzura. How do we know? It's impossible to learn chumash and figure out what tefillin look like. Totally impossible. Not the color, not the shape, nothing. The Torah only says that it should be l'tetafes b'nei'necha. The tzura of the tefillin, we have the Kabbalah, halacha b'shem Sinai, b'mesaira, exactly the way tefillin look, and that's why we take tefillin, the way we have them. Tzitzis also, we have the Kabbalah, the way the gedil has to look. The gedil, again, is the part of the tzitzis that's knotted and wrapped. The tzura of that gedil is halacha b'shem Sinai. Arizal added to it. But whatever we must have, that gedil is a din d'oraisa. Why do you need eight strings? Not because you need eight strings, but because the gedil has to have a certain look, a certain form. And you all understand that if you make the gedil with three strings instead of four, or two strings instead of four, it would look different. Or have a different surah, just like if the tefillin had three batim instead of four batim, it would look different. The reason you need eight strings in tzitzis is not a halacha in the number of chutim. It's a halacha in the tzura and the form of the gedil of the tzitzis. The way the gedil of the tzitzis has to look. Why are you oiv about taisif? Because you're being maisif on the form of the gedil. It's a little hard to call that about taisif. I would think it's just a psul that it's not the form of the gedil. I think that's what Reb Chaim means. That it's baltoisiv on this halacha, the way the form has to look. Just like if you have five batim in your tefillin, Rashi says that it's baltoisiv. Rashi Chumash says chamisha batim in tefillin is baltoisiv. Even though it's really a psul, it's missing in the tzuras tefillin. But it's baltoisiv because you have five batim in the tefillin. Lamaisi added an extra bias. The same thing, if you add a fifth string to the tzitzis, it's a psul, you're being maisif on the form of the gedil of the tzitzis. Three strings, two strings, and double it. It's funny, the Rambam talks about, if you take two strings, you double it, and then you stick it through the hole. Right? That's what you mean, right? You take the two strings, you double it, you stick it through the hole. So the Rambam talks about it in the Gavi Tasmanasa. He talks about it the following. Now here you have to be able to picture it in your mind. You have the corner of your baguette. You take two strings, double them, stick it through, and start wrapping. What you're left with, the strings you have, you're going to be left with a string that comes back on itself because you folded it. When you stick it through, the fold comes through. It's not a hanging string.
You're going to have some hanging
string. On one side you'll have four hanging strings, on one side you'll have two folded strings. So the Rambam talks about that if you wrap it, you cut those strings, that's Tasav Alemin Asa. It's not a hanging string. If you cut it before, I don't know if you cut it after you stick it through, I don't know if it did in the way you stick it through. The halakha is when you stick tzitzis through, it has to be L'shem it's a tzitzis. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, he's supposed to say it. You stick, if anybody makes their own tzitzis, Mishnah Berurah passes when you stick the strings into the baguette, you should say L'shem it's a tzitzis. The Tziv has a tshuva, a letter to the Chafetz Chaim, he argues with him. He says you don't have to say L'shem mitzvah when it's obvious that you're doing it. It's a style that's obvious, it's L'shem mitzvah. But anyway, No, because some people bake matzahs just to eat, not for the. Now, Avi's really asking that if I do it that way, I still have, the gedil looks the same. If I do it that way and it's folded over, the gedil is going to look the same. And lemaisa, I'm going to have tzitzis on one side that are kosher. So if you don't need tzitzis, you don't need a minyan at tzitzis, maybe it should be kosher. So you have to check up to maybe around the holds it's kosher. I don't know. Ram says taslam rasi means mistam psul daraisa. That's the mishmas not kosher. So I don't know. That's a good question.
Very thick tzitzis. You got three, they'll be thicker than eight.
Right, so it seems that the tzura, I mentioned to you the other day that when you make strings, you have shua tevi, you have the combing it, the making the threads, and then you wrap threads around each other to make a string. So the amount of threads wrapped around, halacha mishusinai is that there's no minyan. So you could have a kafel arba, kafel shmeina, you could have it as many as you want. So I guess all that is included in the tzura. Same tzura, just one's bigger, one's smaller, but the form, I guess, is the same. I guess.
Why is it
about what?
Why is it about?
I'm not sure. I think he says about if the lashav that Reb Chaim is brought there is about taisif in the tzura. So I guess he means that just like the tefillin has a tzura when you add a fifth bias. I would have said it's not about taisif. Right, there's some Rishayim who write that when they write about Baal Tosif, they write about doing the mitzvah twice. Rashi brings adding a fifth min to the Arba Minim, or a fifth bias to the tefillah. So even though the fifth bias in the tefillah is the psalms are missing the tzura, it's also Baal Tosif, because you're adding to the tzura by, you're missing the tzura by adding. I guess if you're adding to the tzura by adding, that's
adding
real.
What?
Adding a ritzua, so maybe it's about taisif. Have to prove me it's not. Okay, I'll tell you. The question is, well, what's doing Reb Chaim doing here? Reb Chaim is a precious play on words. Not even in the strings, not even in the tzura. So why is the Rambam telling us you don't need? There's no minyan of chutim. Who cares? There is a minyan of chutim. Just it's not for the chutim. It's for the tzura. So my nafkamina. So we have to add to the Reb Chaim to try to have a havana. Well, what's going on, Reb Chaim? That he's so he's making such a dakas to gechilik, which means the Rambam said something pashas for nothing. You need eight strings, yes. You don't need. It's not a din in the chutim; it's a din in the gedil. That's important. But why would the Rambam write a lashon? You don't need eight chutim. There's no minyan lachutim in that tire. It's got to be that there's some nafkamina in this. If there's nafkamina, the Rambam had to write. There's no minyan chutim in Atayra, just it's a second, don't need to do that. And if there's something around that, you have to come up with a nafkamina. So, l'chaira, the nafkamina would be the following. And it's right, I'm adding, I'm just thinking out loud about Reb Chaim. In Atayra, you need two double strings of Mavan and two double strings of Tchelas. That's it in Atayra when Tchelas existed. Not according to the Rambam, according to Rambam, it's one chelas. According to Rashi and Taisvis, you need two double strings. Rashi and Taisvis argued what to do today. We have no chelas. So should we put in four strings of lavan or two strings of lavan? Rashi says, if I recall correctly, Rashi the one who said four strings of lavan, the way we do it. And Tosis said, two strings of lavan. You're not mechuyev even four lavan. Mechuyev even two lavan, two tchelas. You have no tchelas, you put in two lavan. I don't know if Tosis holds about Tosis to put in four, I don't know. But Tosis says, put in two strings. And Rashi says, put in four. It's Svara. What do you say? Svara. No, Tosis is right, no? It's Svara, who's right? The Torah says, put in two strings of love and two of tchelas. Like Rashi says. We have no tchelas, so what should we put in? I would say we should put in two love. We're supposed to eat matzah, maror, and Pesach. Pesach by night. We have no carbon Pesach. We don't eat double maror or double matzah. I mean, in the Torah. Nafi Kaiman, we take a kazayas for the carbon Pesach, but there's no din Torah that you have to have matzah, maror, and Pesach. There's no Pesach! So eat twice more. No such thing. Doesn't make sense to us.
Two strings should be tchelas. Two of the strings should be tchelas.
The Torah said two strings should be tcheles, then I'm right. The Torah said two of the strings should be tcheles, then Rashi's right. So how do you figure this one out? Did the Torah mean two strings of tcheles? The Torah meant gedil gedilim is eight, and two of them should be tcheles. However, what? Is tcheles, mitcheles is really white wool, plus. What are you going to do with a beged of pishtan, where you could have two strings of pishtan and two strings of tcheles? You'll be made of that, when there's no tcheles. Imagine, you're asking there, it's not just have a pishtan has one way in. According to Reb Chaim, it's beautiful. Reb Chaim says the gedil has a certain surah. It has a tzura, an eight-string tzura. We call it a four-string, eight-string, whatever you want to call it. The gedil has a certain tzura. That tzura is ma'akiv. It needs an eight-string tzura. It doesn't need eight strings. But the gedil, the knotted and wound part, has to have a certain form. That form in our Torah is an eight-string form. Here, when you have no tcheles, you still have to keep the form. You have to keep the tzura. Since you have to keep the tzura, memeli you need eight strings. Not because you need eight strings, because you need a minyan achutim of eight strings. It's bechlal not because you need a minyan achutim of eight strings. It's because you need the tzura sagadil should be eight strings. So memeli you need the eight strings because of the gadil. So it could be that that's pshat Rashi. I don't know, maybe in a taisis of Maida, I'm not holding me in a taisis. This is only holds you need two strings off the strings, not off the gedil. But that's why we have today. Why do we have all these strings? Because we need them for the gedil. The gedil should have a form. A very geschmack. So the Reb Chaim opens up our eyes to such a metzias where there's no tchelos. Now, like Rashi, it helps a lot. Like Rashi would be. It would be four, and they have to make eight because of the gedil. In the Rambam, it's not as geschmack, because the Rambam holds half of one string is tcheles. So what are you going to do if you have no tcheles? There's no choice, right? You can have a tzitzis with eight strings, you can have it with six, or with four, or with two. I don't think you really have it with seven. When you start, you can't start with three and a half strings. So in the Rambam, this teretz is not so good, at least so far. But at least in the Havala of the mitzvah, it helps us. Now let's see if there could be emes.
In other words, that love is tcheles plus.
That the raya that tcheles is love on plus. It comes out that way, but maybe not. Maybe in the tzura of the tzitzis of the gedil. You need a certain thickness, a certain form. So if you don't have tcheles, you have to put a lavan. But it's not a raya that you need be'etz and eight strings. Nafkamin, I'll tell you now. The halacha is gardumei tzitzis ksherim. It's gemara menachas. Gardumei tzitzis ksherim. Gardumei means remnants. Remnants of tzitzis akash. I think you all know, grow up knowing, that if one of the strings rips, one of the eight, it's kosher. Not if you make it that way. When it's made, it has to be the shear. You need a guide limb. You need 12 thumb widths when you make it. When you make it, you need a full shear. Gardume tzitzis ksherim. There has to be something left over, but you don't need the full length. How much do you need left over? It says kidei aniva. You need a big enough string that you can make a knot. A bow, I don't know. Aniva is actually a bow. You have to be able to make a bow out of it. It's a little hard to know how much that is. I think the Shurim Svarim say an inch and a half, if I recall correctly. They said the Chazon Ish an inch and a half. It's hard to make a bow, a knot maybe. A bow is hard. But anyway, there's a shear of kidei aniva that you need for gardume tzitzis. What's the shayla? Somebody comes over you and something ripped. How much do you need? So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings Simin Yud Aleph, Sif Gimel. So, sorry, Simin Yud Bey, Sif Gimel. How do you measure Kedei Aniva? The Shaila is this. I have my tzitzis. My tzitzis, and I hope your tzitzis, is 1/3 Gedil and 2/3 Anaf. Not market exactly, but most of them are made, certainly they're made professionally, just about, except for the Shamish, which is longer, are 1/3 Gedil and 2/3 Anaf. If a string rips, usually, if you ever had strings that rip, the Gedil part doesn't rip. It rips on the, gets caught in something, and rips off. What rips off? Tilled the knot. So the Mechaber has a shaila. What happens if the 2/3 that's a hanging string rips, and what's left is only the Gedil? All you have left is the Gedil, and then you have the a string hanging, the Anaf that's less than Kedei Aniva. Is that kosher, or is that possible? You follow the question. If the string rips, and what remains is on... you don't have the inch and a half, the Kedei Aniva, in hanging strings. You have the inch and a half because you have it in the Gedil. Is that kosher apostle? So he brings a machlaikis Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. Rashi says that you need Kedei Aniva min ha'anaf, that you need a Kedei Aniva after the knot. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that afilu min hagedil, it's also kosher. That even if it's in the gedil, it's also kosher. It says Rabbeinu Tam is mekel. If it rips down to the knot, it's kosher. It's still have an inch and a half. And according to Rashi, it's not kosher. You need the inch and a half after the knot.
Then even on one of the eights?
Oh, so I don't want to get to that because I want to confuse people. Let's first learn the Mechaber and I'll confuse everyone afterwards. Okay, but you're right.
You don't need the Gedil,
though. You don't need all those knots. I said, the Bir Halacha, he brings to the Prima Gadim, whether it's an Eitzah, to just undo, let's say it rips all the way. So just undo a knot, a Chulya, a knot, another Chulya, a knot, and now it'll be kosher. So he talks about whether it's Tassel Ibn Asi. If it was already possible, whether you could fix it afterwards that way.
So you'd have to take it out, you wouldn't be allowed to keep it there completely. You don't really need it.
That's the Machlaik, is the Rashi of Yeratam. In other words, Rashi says you need an inch and a half hanging. And Rabbeinu Tam holds that you need, that you don't need an inch and a half hanging, you just need an inch and a half of the string. So you need an inch and a half of the string, so therefore it's good. So the question again is, what is this tali in? So here, you have to think it through. Again, I'm not saying this from anybody, I'm just thinking out loud. That this should have to do with Reb Chaim. Should have to do with Reb Chaim. Why do I need 8 strings? Why do I need 8 strings? If I need 8 strings because it's halacha, you have to have 8 strings, I understand Rashi. It's a din that you need 8 strings, I understand Rashi, you have to have strings hanging down. Quit Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim only says it in the Rambam. I don't know Rashi and Beretam hold, but koy to Reb Chaim that it's only a din in the Gedil, that Tzuras HaGedil needs 8 strings. The hanging part ain't sheer. There's no sheer to it. So what should come out like Reb Chaim in the Rambam? It should come out that after the Gedil, you don't need anything more hanging. So you don't even need 8 strings there. If you cut it down to the knot, it should be kosher. So, l'chayra, this would be a nafgamina, even like the Rambam, in Reb Chaim's Chiddush. Because in Reb Chaim's Chiddush, when you say, Gadume Tzitzis K'sherim, you need Kedei Aniva, so we say, what's the difference? If I need 8 strings, my nafgamina, if it's a din in the strings, or a din in the psil, now it's a big nafgamina. If it's a din in the strings, then you should need 8 strings hanging. If it's a din in the hanging, it says Kedei Aniva for Gadum Eitzitzis. If it's a din in the Tzura of the Gedil, so it's only the Tzura of the Gedil that needs the 8 strings. What's hanging beyond it, that doesn't need 8 strings. So here we're marviach a benefit in understanding an afkamina in the chiddush of Reb Chaim. A purist says, that you don't need chiddush. Reb Chaim is emes, you don't need an afkamina. But what should I do? If somebody says a chiddush, I like to understand an afkamina. It helps understand. To help you understand. But minyan tzitzis ain't like shear, but you need tzitzis. So it depends what the Rambam meant. The Rambam said the amount of tzitzis has no shear. Now, he didn't mean zero tzitzis. So he agrees, the Rambam has to agree you need at least one, two, three, I don't know how many. Whatever the Rambam agrees you need to be have a shem tzitzis, that amount you'll need after the knots. But less than that, you won't need. So that's what the Prima Gondim talks about, that minatari you need a knot, a chuli, and a knot. It's not clear you need the first knot, that we'll hopefully get to it. You need a chuli and a knot after the chuli. Everything above that is arizal, which is a chumra, you don't need to make a redim. So the Prima Gondim is done when we do it the way we do it. And it rips down to the knot. You can't say, if you mean to say that right now, it should be good. Because let's count that knot, chuli, and knot as hanging tzitzis, but it's not hanging. So the only thing you can tell me is, let's undo it. Let's undo that knot, which we don't need anyway. Undo the chuli, undo the next knot. Now we'll have hanging strings. So the people guard them as takam a suffix. The Rabbi Halacha brings a suffix. That might be good enough. As a matter of fact, we paskin like Rashi, but b'shas atchak v'samech harbenu tam. So if you say b'shas harbenu tam, you might as well undo a knot and a chuli and another knot, because the people got it in the tzadid, that it's good. So actually we tell somebody to do it. Someone was stuck. That's better to take off the tzitzis and be able to call a shittis. But if someone was stuck, I would tell him to do it.
What we're trying to do with our Gemara that says that we have a number, that we need that also for a number.
So he says that pasuk is a din in the tzura, and granted it fits very well, because where does the Gemara bring the din of the number? Gedil shtayim, gedil amarba, say gedil pislayim atayche. The hemshach of the Gemara, from the pasuk, I would know. The pasuk is dil and taslach. I don't say the word psil, but the Gemara's lashon fits well with Reb Chaim. Gedil shtayim, gedil amarba. Why does the Gemara bring that? The Gemara wants to say Gedilim Lomali. Let's just say Gedil Shnai, Gedilim Arba, period. What else do I need? The Gemara should have stopped there. Gedil Shnai, Gedilim Arba. The Gemara says, no, I say Gedilim Paslaim Masaycha. So it seems to be in the Hemshecha Gemara, it fits very well with Reb Chaim. Now Reb Chaim is saying that the Gemara say you need 8 for the Asay Gedilim Paslaim Masaycha, for that surah. So this is a geshmak and afkamina.
Tell us rips. And we're supposed to fix it. Undo the strings and redo it again?
Does
the Bichlan say it's
mutter? What's
the one? Tell us
the Bichlan and Asri. If what rips?
If it's a kosher tzitzis, then the tafik begin rips, then you resell. We say it's not tafik begin rips, we say it's kosher.
The Mishnah Berurah brings the machlai, brings the chavis das. The Siva says a chiddish, and tafik begin rips. Let's say you have a begin, and the corner rips off. The corner of the begin, with the string. So Chavis Das says you could sew it back on. Why? The reason he says is because it was originally made behechsher. It was originally made behechsher, and now it's behechsher. Tazan Masi was made bepsol.
So it's the same thing over here. For
where?
The string rips.
Yeah.
And even if you're going to hold it, you need to have the string has to be outside. Well, Masi was initially made.
I mean, now when you unwrap it.
When
you unwrap it, it was initially made behechsher. So it shouldn't be Tazan Masi, even though it's possible for a moment. You're right, according to Chavis Das, it should be that way. I'm guessing the Prima Gondim is a Chetzinaz. I'm not sure. I'll ask you a question I have for 25 years. I've asked this in the time I was learning Hilchos Mezuzah, I asked this to Gedalim. And nobody was able to answer. Maybe somebody here. Kachi Darkei Shel Torah. The stira between a Chavis Das and a Chetzitzis, and a Chavis Das and a Hilchos Mezuzah. In Hilchos Tzitzis, the Chavis Das says, what Shimshi just said, that if you put strings on a kosher baget, then the whole corner rips off. That's possible. You sew the whole corner back on. It's now possible in Midrash. Why? Because the originally was made b'kashrus, was possible in between, but now it's back to its original kashrus. So therefore, it's okay. That's a chiddush. Even though in between was possible, so it doesn't matter. You need beginning and end. No problem. I was learning Hilchas Mezuzah. Pesachei Tshuva brings a Chavis Das. I have a doorway with a mezuzah on the doorway, everything 100% kosher. I need to fix something. I take off not just the door, the doorway. You see here the doorway is made out of a piece of metal. You go into the store, you buy a door. You can buy it with the doorway, with the two mezuzahs. There, the Chavis Das says, I put it on mezuzah b'kashrus. I take off the whole door with the doorway, with the mezuzah, the whole thing. I fix it, I put it back. Tassalim and Asi, you have to take off the mezuzah and put it back. Why don't you say the same thing? You originally made it kosher. You took it off, but you put it back. What's the name of the corner of the baguette that you put back? It's not a psul. And the doorway that you put back, and there it needs a new asiyah. But it's not chayiv in tzitzis. It's not. It may not be chayiv in tzitzis if it ripped off in a round way. It's certainly not a kiyum. If the shas it's ripped off, it's not a kiyum in tzitzis. Grab that part that ripped off is not even a beggar. So, the doorway you can say is still a doorway. Beggar less of a beggar than that. The doorway is still a doorway. It's something to think about when you have nothing to do. Okay. Anyway, what I wanted to show is a nafkamina der Chaim. Rashi doesn't fit well with the Shtikl Torah, because Rashi, on the one hand, holds you need eight. That means he's going with Reb Chaim. He says you need eight. Jesus Van Azay is going with the Reb Chaim that you need a tzuras apsil. On the other hand, Rashi says that you need eight strings in the hanging strings. Not just in the tzuras apsil, you need eight strings in the hanging part, which means that he holds minyachut in his diraisa. So it's not a problem, because Rashi can hold, you need it for the tzuras apsil, and you need it for the, I don't know, you need eight hanging strings, but that just seems to be what he holds. But I'll call him in the Rambam, in the Reb Chaim, it's a nice havan. Now just to finish this Gardumei Tzitzis, what Ezra brought up before, the din Gardumin needs Kedei Aniva is a din in the four strings. You follow? The four strings need Kedei Aniva. Which means if you have one string that rips all the way down to the knot, one of the eight, everyone holds its kosher. Because if one of the eight rips down, you still have Kedei Aniva on that string on the second side. So the four strings still have Kedei Aniva. You follow what I'm saying? You need four Kedei Anivas. So the fourth string still has a Kedei Aniva, and it may look good. Rashi and the Rebbeinu Tam argue, it means the same string ripped on both sides, down to the knot. So now there's no Kedei Aniva. Now the question is it... does the knot and the chulia, does that count as a kedei aniva? That's where the machlokes is. Okay, it's a little confusing. That's why I was a little wary of mentioning it in the beginning. But the kedei aniva din is a din in the four. You need four kedei anivas to be able to do it. That's why we're makbid when we make strings on the tzitzis to keep, every time you make a knot, to keep four on one side, four on the other side, being the two sides of the same tzitzis. You know why? Because let's say I'm going, and I have my tzitzis, and one of them rips all the way down to the knot. It's kashul kuliyama. One ripped all the way down. But one ripping, everyone holds as kashul, because when one rips, I have kedei niv on the second side. Now what happens if two rip on the same side, all the way down? Two rip all the way down. If I made it that these four and these four are the two ends of the same four, and I don't know which one matches which, but I know anything on this side has something on the other side. If two rip all the way down, it's kosher. Because I know all four strings have kedei aniva. It's kosher. My she'enkin, if I wasn't careful to do it that way, if I wasn't careful to keep four on one side, four on the other, So when two rip, they may be two ends of the same string. And if those two are the two ends of the same string, I don't have kedayon even that string. Then I'm stuck. So if you're not careful to do it four and four, if two strings rip, you're going to be in trouble. So Mimela, there's a kapeda to do it, to try to do it this way. What? How many? More than two, you mean? So that's a separate machlokes. The question is, could you have all four rip on one side? Like most Rishonim, even if all four rip on one side, it's kosher. The Mechava brings Rabbeinu Tam, who holds two have to be complete. I think it's Rabbeinu Tam. Two have to be complete, so we only allow two to rip. The maximum is two that rip and remain with the Kedei Aviva. Supposedly they make it four and four.
And,
if you take it apart, you can't put it together again. It's not going to do it then. Because when you take it apart, so Gardum et Tzitzis is only kosher in Gardum, in leftovers of Tzitzis, if it's a remnant. You can't l'chatchila make it that way. So if you're going to take it apart and you're stuck, you can't put it back together. You need full Tzitzis to put it back together. So that's what comes out. Okay. Okay, that's
six, Tzitzis. That's 4 to 5. 7, 8, 11, 13, you know.
You don't have to put it together. I don't know if I should repeat it, but if Palm once told me my 7, 8, 11, 13 was made wrong, the 11 was a 12 or a 10. So I was starting to take it apart to fix it. So Palm said something like, better learn a Mishnah, something like that. Better sit down and learn. So I don't know, I guess when I was fooling around, he wanted to stop me from fixing it. But the Beis Medrash, to start fixing it, it doesn't take so long. He said, don't bother. He said, better learn something. So, it's important, but I guess it's not the Brumei Shalayim. You know, in the world, there are different shittas in how important keeping Minhag HaRizal is. I mean, we keep those Minhag HaRizal that are kept in the world. You know, by Chassidim, it's more Brumei Shalayim than by the Balei Halacha. Anyway, the most of us who spend time battling occasionally should probably fix our tzitzis. But Rapam told me not to make my own tzitzis. Goodbye, someone else can make it just as good. I don't know, in elementary school they teach you to know how to make it, that you have to know how. The Gemara says you should know how. But, okay, anyway, so much for tzitzis. We go back to Shatnez. We're all over the place. I hope that you're preparing properly, because what we spoke about today, you don't have to be on your vomis. You could just walk in, take a tape, and just listen to it. It's a nice shir on tzitzis. This next piece of Gemara, if you learn and prepare, maybe you won't get confused. If you don't prepare, don't bother coming tomorrow. Actually, you should come. It's worth sitting, even if you sleep. It's also worth sitting in a classroom. But Lamaisa, you should come and prepare. We're going to try to figure out now with Shua Tevi Vinayis. Very, very difficult taich. And we're going to try, at least for today, to understand the problem is that Rashi doesn't stem with the Gemara. The Taisis Kasha, Baruch Hashem, otherwise I don't know what we would do. But Rashi doesn't stem with the Gemara. And you'll be Michael me, we're going to learn this with the Paiskin. You have a choice. We can go into this with what the Rashivas say on the sugya, or what the Paiskim say on the sugya. To me it seems, if we're learning here to know how to learn, that to know how to think, you should go to where Rashivas learn. To know how to learn, you should go to where the Paiskim go, and I'd like you to get used to learning Shas with Shulchan Aruch. I'm assuming later in your life you won't have 15 hours a day to learn, to be able to learn 8 hours Gemara and 7 hours Shulchan Aruch. You have to learn Shas with Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to try to learn the next Gemara with the Paiskim. You should use the Shulchan Aruch. I should tell you here, you should use the Chachmas Adam, if you could find one in the shelves. The Chachmas Adam has a very poor attendance in the shelves in Yeshiva all the years. I always can't find one. This morning I went to the shelf to find one. The Chachmas Adam has a Pirush in the Baran Binas Adam. He answers Taisus Kasha and Rashi, which we're going to learn tomorrow. For today, let's try to work on the language. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the words of the Gemara. Okay, we all know Shatnis is wool and linen. How are the wool and linen connected? That's our Avoida in the next Sugya. So the Gemara says two Gezeres HaKasav. Let's see. Im Kele Makura, the fifth line. Leisil B'Shatnis Semro Pishtin Yachtav Lomali. Let's just say Leisil B'Shatnis. Semro Pishtin Yachtav Lomali. Says Kedilim you need. But Temeral Pishni, how do I need that for? Shema Mino left Nuye, that's our missing extra pasuk. Let it say Yachtav. Yeah, okay. The Yachtav is extra. So let's just say the word. Okay, good, you're right. Let's say Yachtav is extra. Shema Mino left Nuye, he said Temeral no. Akati mi boyele, litaikev shtei tekifais chibar. Now this, taikev shtei tekifais chibar means, you take thread and a needle, and you stick it through a bag at once. You take two bagad, you want to attach them. You take the needle, you stick it through, you did nothing. It's not going to stay together. It's not a stitch. A stitch is shtei tekifas. Now, 1 minute. Why is shtei tekifas? I could understand it means you stick it through once, you stick it back once. Is that going to hold very well?
So.
What? Right now it doesn't have anything about tied. If you tie it, you can do one tekifa and tie it on both sides, right? No. It means pashas without a kesha. But you can learn shtei tekifas two ways. You can do it the way yeshiva bachar sews. You stick it through, you stick it back. Stick it through, you stick it back. A lady who sews doesn't do it like that. One tekifa is like this. It's coming through on the same side. So you can understand shtei tekifis means two stitches. What we call in English a stitch is not going through once. A stitch is going back and forth. So we're going to have to figure out, what does this mean, taikev shtei tekifis? I would rather understand that it means sticking it through. Rashi's lashon is, achichabrin yachted yofa. Has to be well attached. Stick it once back and forth, we can experiment. Someone has a big thread tomorrow. I'm not going to stick together very well. Two stitches, pretty good. Well, it's not great, but it's good. So, we have to understand what it means. For today, we'll just talk about shtei tekifas. Matter of fact, we're going to start with Shua Tevi Vinayis. We're going to come back to this later. But bear in mind, there are two ways to understand shtei tekifas. At any rate, either once this way, once from right to left, or once from left to right, that's shtei tekifas. Each stick through is a tekifa. Or each stitch coming back on the same side is a tekifa. That's the question. Let's see weiter. The tekifa achas ein chibur. Im kein lift a kara leisul bish semer upishtan yachtav. Shatnez lamali. Why do you need the word shatnish? Rami no lafnuye. Gemara now thinks shatnez is just a word for semer upishtan. So the Gemara, no, I need shatnez too. Akati mi boyle achi Yeshua tevi v'nois. What is Shua tevi v'nois? That the whole day tomorrow is taich. Shua tevi v'nois, what does it mean? So let's review quickly. In order to make a string, you have three things that you have to do to make a string. You have to do three things. Shua, you comb out the raw wool, the raw flax. Wool isn't strings. I think sometimes you picture, we never saw a sheep. We never looked up closely at a sheep. We're not interested in looking at a sheep. But we imagine each hair of the sheep is one thread. It's not that way. That's what we call fibers. The word fibers is going to be very important. A felt hat is made out of fibers. The way they make a hat is they take whatever material they use. They don't make strings out of it. They clean it, and then they press it together. It's pressed together fibers. There are no strings there. It's fibers that are pressed together and hardened. They probably pour some type of shellac on it to hold it together. That's why rain affects a hat very much, because it starts to come apart. Those are fibers. The Shiloh padding has to do with fibers. If we have a chance, we'll get to it. Shua is combing the hair. Tevi is spinning the fibers. You take those fibers and you spin them. How do you spin? Then you take, I told you, when you make, in the old days, people used to take cotton and make a psil, make a wick for the menorah. What do? You spin it. Make it a little wet, you spin it, and it one of the things about fibers is it keeps its form. You could form it. What they do with a spinning wheel is the same thing. They feed it fibers, and as it's fed fibers, it spins the fibers in one direction, and therefore it stays tight. What is noise? We'll see in a second. Shua tevi, we know the touch. Come out with a thread. Like you're having a spool of thread, you come out with a thread. Now you could have a thread with wool and flax. You could, when you spin the spinning wheel, whatever fibers you feed it, you're going to get it. You could put in just wool, just flax, or wool and flax together. Then there's shazira. Shazira is taking a number of threads, winding them around each other, and getting a string. I wouldn't call it a thread anymore. It's called a string. You're looking at tzitzis strings. The tzitzis strings are threads wound around each other, either four or eight. Well, if you have the thick ones, I think it's eight. The other ones, I believe, are four. And either way, it's 100% kosher. And that is the way you make a string. Tysis is going to learn Shua, Tevi, Vinayis of these three. Shua, combing. Tevi, making a thread. Nois, Shazira, making a string. Not, I don't think we make our suits that way. I don't think your suit is made out of strings. I think it's made out of threads. Nowadays, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure, I never took apart my suit, but I think it's we make it out of threads. Probably they used to make it out of strings, out of double or triple or quadruple threads. Rashi disagrees. You look at Rashi. Rashi teaches noise one word. See, Rashi on Shua says Lashon Cholok, smoothing it. Shem Tagamin Yashi. Noiz, Rashi says, Orug. Weaving. Weaving is something else. Rashi learns Shua Tevi, it's making threads. And you go to a weaving loom. A weaving loom is threads set up in one direction and threads going back and forth in the other direction. That's how your shirt, that's how your suit was made. Way, they were made that way from the other Marishan, they made the way today. The same exact thing, except today they have machines. But that's the way it's made. Back and forth. That's Ariga, that's spinning. Rashi learned Shua Tevi Vinayis, spinning. Combing, spinning, and weaving. Tysis learns combing, spinning, and what's the word for making a string? I don't know what the English word is for Shazira. Mm-hmm. Somebody did look in the art scroll. We get the word for Shazira. I'm not sure what the English word is, but you take threads, you wind them against each other. Somebody has an art scroll? Anyway, that's not going to be Rashi's taich. In the top of the art scroll, it's going to say Rashi. Because Rav Shach insisted, I worked for Oscar when they started. Rav Shach at that time was not so happy with it. He was maskim, I say he was maskim, he was maskim not to make a macha on the Tanai, that they stick with Rashi in the Taich. You always have to stick with Rashi, because who are you to choose somebody else for Pshat? So consistently it goes with Rashi, where Rashi is very schwer. On the top it says Rashi, and on the bottom it says the Kasha, and it brings out the Pshat. But at any rate, so that's one Machlaikis. The second Machlaikis. Does Shua Tevi Vinayis mean you need all three? That's the way Rashi learns. You need Shua, Tevi, Vinay, all three together. Like Rashi, we have no shotness in the whole United States of America today. Because nobody makes threads, wool and linen together. According to Rashi, it has to be combed together, spun, doesn't mean. Woven is Rashi. I don't know. Doesn't bring Taisus. So maybe they have an introduction. I don't know. At any rate, the point is that like Rashi, you have to do everything together. It's min ha-nimna to have shatnes le-raisa. I shouldn't say Rashi. We have no shatnes. The Rambam teaches Oishua, Oitevi, Oinois. He also learns like Rashi. The Ram and Rashi have the same teach. The Ram says Oi. Now, I don't want you to make it think it's just a machlokes Rashi and the Ram. It's a machlokes in Masechtas Nida, Daf, I think, Samach Aleph or so. It's a machlokes about this. And that's a machlokes. Shua Tevi Vinois. If it's Oishua, Oitevi, Oinois, or all three together. Rashi holds all three together. We don't have it much. Like the Rambam, any one of them. Any one of them is already chayav. So you have two machlokesim. I'd like you tomorrow, I'm sorry, I went a bit over time, to have the three shittas clear. Taisis kashas, taisis achi, shuot, have your nice. Make sure you learn. And Yitzhak Hashem, hopefully tomorrow.